set with me, would you? A virtuous cycle or a... Now, one more time. You're close, but a little bit better. Come on. A... Or a... Now, let's go with the message. Here we go. Let's go, Rog. We're rolling. A scripture you need to know. And where are the bakers at? Are y'all here right over here? The bakers gave me a book. Happened to be one of my favorite verses in the Bible, which is Philippians 4:8. And so I started looking through that a little bit, especially when I was hurting so bad, you know. And I thank you for that book. It's been a blessing to me. Just a little simple little book. And it's good for business people, whatever. But it's been a blessing. But the focus of it is this verse. And watch, I love this verse. This verse has been a little plaque in my office for years. Because if anybody needs this verse, Gary Clark needs this verse. Okay? Look what it says. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. It's hard to find the negative up here, isn't it? Whatsoever things are what? Pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue. That's where we get our message from today. And if there be any what? Then do what? Then do what? Then do what? Then do what? Think on these things. Yeah, but. Well, there you went. This is the command of God. This is the will of God. This is the very best that you can live for God. When you see this verse and you put it into practice and it becomes a part of your life. This is a big, 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 big deal. So, just a few thoughts. Focus on good things. Roger's going to push me here. Or focus on what? Focus on good things or focus on bad things? Choose to count your blessings or choose to do this? How about this right here? What? Y'all listening or not today? Okay? It's what we're talking about today. Now, it's my what? It's my choice. Yeah, but you don't understand. No, here's what I just understand. You're the one that just said, no, you don't understand. Did you hear me? Come on. So, push, you said? Here we go. Yeah, understand that. Here's what God says. We've been using this verse the last few weeks when I've been speaking with you. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against who? You. God speaking. That I've set before you, life and what? Death. I've set before you blessing and what? Cursing. Therefore, choose which one? Life, that both you and your seed, or you and your young, as you and your family, might what? Live. So, that's the deal. You want to look for bad, you'll find it. You want to live a life that's cursed, have at it. You can do it. Amen. Say. I grew up, and I'm going to get off on the side on this, but I grew up thinking cuss words and cussing was normal language. I didn't know any different. Me to cuss you out, and I mean, GD and F this, that's the way I talk. Didn't know no different. It's the way I grew up. I didn't realize there's a whole other vocabulary out there. Did you hear me, yes or no? And guess what? A lot of us grew up, our minds, the way we've trained ourselves, whatever, blame it on whoever, but we've been taught, we've trained, we've walked, we've lived in the cursing or in the negative life, not the blessed life. And it hasn't been the best life. Are you listening? When are you going to stop? When are you going to stop? Because I've had enough. I want to live a good life, man. Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. Amen. Now, this is something I say when you study your Bible. I don't spend time arguing with people about the Bible. Not going to do it. And when you study your Bible, when common sense makes sense, seek no other what? Yeah, but what does it really mean? Well, what did it say, fool? Come on. When common sense makes sense, seek no other. Would you say that with me? Because you'll help. That'll help you in life. Come on. When common sense makes sense and seek no other. Well, keep that in mind on this subject that we're talking about today. Let's talk about what makes sense. If this is common sense, let's go with it. Focusing on the positive things causes me to look for more what? And focusing, look, it's like shark's teeth. Now, if you've never done shark's teeth, you might be new to our area. Inglewood Beach, Venice Beach is one of the few beaches around, maybe even in the country, where you can go and actually find shark's teeth. Don't ask me why it happens. I don't know, and I ain't got all day to talk about it. But anyway, it happens. They're here. Now, a lot of times they're not the big ones. No, every once in a while, very rarely. But they're usually little, aren't they? How many have found them before? How many put your hand down? They're sort of hard to find if you're not looking right. Can I see it? Now, listen, if you're going to be looking for shells, ew, I want this kind of shell, and I want that kind of shell, there's a good chance that you ain't going to find shark's teeth. You have to be focused on that little shark's teeth. Is that true? Well, that's how it is with thinking. Focusing on positive things will lead you to think and find more positive things. Focusing on the shark's teeth, there's a good chance that you're going to find some shark's teeth. Down at Inglewood Beach, you stay there to find one, you'll find one. It's going to happen. And that's just that principle, okay? And listen, focusing on the negative things is going to cause me to what? Sure, I'm looking for the negative. Don't be thinking you're going to find the positive. You're not. You're going to find the what? The negative, sure. I know you think Clark's turned into a psychologist lately. No, it's just the will of God. This is the will of God. How many people don't go to church probably today because they met a Christian who was meaner than a snake, ill as a hornet, nasty, negative? Oh, but I love Jesus. Oh, good. Keep him then. Amen. Say yes or no. Say. Isn't that the truth? And this is me talking. This is what I've done for a living. So, the question is, do I want more joy, encouragement, and gratitude? Do I want more joy in my life and encouragement in my life and gratitude? Or do I want more discontentment, discouragement, and dissatisfaction in my life? When common sense makes sense, seek no other sense. I don't think somebody with good sense is going to want more discouragement and distraction and discontent in their life. Well, then why are you doing it? Yes? How many of y'all are right so far? Good. Let's keep going. Now, at a minimum, we have about 50,000 thoughts a day. This is scientists talking, not me. 50,000 thoughts a day. I'm going to tell you something right now. You don't get to 50,000 thoughts a day without some multiplication taking place. Amen? So thoughts are going to multiply for the what? Or the what? How many, just with a show of hands, when you think negatively, it's just the thoughts just seem to come? Let me see. Come on. You don't have to worry. Well, then another one. Well, the math's happening now. You're multiplying. See what's happening? So something's going to happen, guys. It's going to multiply for the good or the bad. Now, when I have a careless attitude, I don't care about my thinking. Clark, you're boring me this morning. You're listening on the radio. I don't like that guy. Well, that's fine. That's all right. Listen, when I have a careless attitude, then my thoughts are what? They're careless. And I miss the many blessings and the peace and the joy that's going to be mine in my life. So do you care about the way you think? Come on, good. I like that. Now, 90% of our thoughts today are repeats from the past. We saw that last time. So, 90% of my thoughts are repeats from the past, guys. So, if we want to change, we've got to make a conscious effort to change. That's why Paul says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely. Okay? There's a good report. If any praise or any virtue, think on these things. Finally, brethren. Come on. Are you listening? Come on. So, now listen. So 90% of my thoughts are repeats. So I've got to change. I've got to make a decision, man. And we got to know this. My past does not determine my future, but my what? My thoughts do. And you might say, no, it's my past. Well, it's your past because that's what you're thinking. It's always been this way. That's who I am. I can't change. I've always been picked on. I'm a victim. I'm this. I'm that. And you could have had a hard life and a lot of hard times. I understand that. But is that the way you want to finish? No! And the beautiful thing is that because of the grace of God, every day is a new beginning. Every day is a new beginning because of God's wonderful grace. Amen? Come on. So, it's a virtuous cycle or a what? So now we laid the groundwork. Do we know where we're headed so far? Now, this took longer than I thought, Raj, but that's okay. 2 Corinthians 10. For though we walk in the flesh, just like this, we don't war after the flesh. There's a war going on. Now, we're down here, we're physical and all that, but something's happening. Supernatural, there is a battle going on for our mind. We're in a battle, guys. Okay? But watch it. Now, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are what? They're mighty through God. If I'm going to fight this battle, if I'm going to fight that negative thinking, if I'm going to want to have that positive, and I want to look on the bright side, I want to have joy and encouragement and contentment in my life. Listen, we can do this through the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not carnal, but mighty through God through the pulling down of what? Oh my gosh. These negative patterns are so hard to break, aren't they? Say, how many of you just try and then you seem to slip back? Try and you seem to slip back. Well, that's what we do. It's a battle. The Bible goes on to say, casting down what? How many imaginations get you in trouble sometime? Sure. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of who? God. It's a known fact with God that if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, if you believe in Him, you're forgiven. He never remembers it. He casts as far as east is from the west. But how many would say, but still your past haunts you sometimes in the guilt? So, see? You see what I'm talking about? But this is something we have to do. Casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into what? Every what?
Oh my gosh, I have at least 50,000 of them. I got to bring into captivity every one of them?
Yeah. But it's not as hard as it might seem. I'm telling you, you got greater is He that's in you than He's in the world. And God's on your side. And He created you to be able to do this. Okay? And bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of who? Is it God's will that you're always focusing on the negative? Is that God's will? Say. Some people go to church thinking that's the will of God for their life. To point out the wrongs with the pastor, point out the wrongs with the church, or wrongs with the music. You know who's wrong? You are. Did you hear me say? Come on. Why not come in and enjoy? Thank you, Lord. Amen. Say, you've been good to me to let me live here, to pull in this campus today and have church. Amen. Say, come on. You can do that. Having in readiness a revenge. Look at this. Having in readiness to what? All disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Man, I'm telling you. You need to go on the offense here in your head. And say, man, this is something I'm going to do. This is God's will for my life, not to think negative, but to think positive, to have these kind of thoughts. This is what God's will is for my life. And we could talk about that verse a whole long time, but we're not going to do it. Let's keep going. Negative thinking, say it with me, is what? And it's what? It's my words. Listen, negative thinking is what? Number two, most negative thinking is a bunch of lies and don't hold water. For example, I know pain in my life. Been a time in my life where I didn't feel like I mattered. Where I didn't feel, this is recent, not way back in the past. This is the last several years. Man, I didn't feel loved. And when I was alone and suffering and hurting, man, I'd lay there and boy, the darkness just gets darker, doesn't it, say? Can't wait for that sun to come up that morning, amen, to get out of that bed. And I would just, it wasn't just me, I wasn't fighting back. I was letting Satan, and I wasn't fighting back. And I learned how to fight back and call him a liar, amen. And because of the help of others, but especially my daughter, telling me, Dad, I love you. And then you loving me. I could fight a good fight and fight back. Did I lose you with that thought? Guys, it's a bunch of lies. It doesn't hold water. To say you're not loved, well, that's not true. God loves you. You should never say that again. You should never say that again. Ever, 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 because it's a bald-faced lie. Yes or no? God loves you, gave His Son for you. Yeah, but nobody else loves Him. I'm going to tell you something, mister. That's a lie, too. Okay? The one reason we have Fellowship Church and we set up Fellowship Church is to have out there in this community, we love Jesus and we love you. And why does Karen and why are the people set up and why are the wheelchairs rolling? Why is all that happening? It's motivated by love. Are you hearing me? Guys, you got to fight back. Start fighting back. It don't hold water, man. Negative thinking corrupts the what? It just does. Negative thinking corrupts the brain, and it results in what? Moodiness, irritability, and depression. Now, this is just science again talking, guys. Most people who are thinking on good things and who are being positive don't find themselves in a mental ward. Are you listening? Guys, I'm not saying there's not chemical things that happen. I know all that. But, guys, most of this is on us. You listening? Hey, when common sense makes sense, how about take this instead of popping pills? Say, excuse me. Boy, God has come to help us. Amen? You listening today? All righty. And guys, negative thinking, say this with me. Say it with me loud. It just ain't. That's the way we talk in the country. Can we say it again? It just ain't. But you follow it up. Yeah, but you don't understand. It just ain't right. It just ain't right. It's not right for you. It's not right for your family. It's not right for your community. It's just not right. It's not healthy. A virtuous cycle or a vicious cycle. How many are starting to understand that message a little bit better? How many think I'm still kooky? It's okay. It's okay. Just some ammo real quick, real fast. Here's what the truth of the matter is. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows right well. But do you know it, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made? You are. That will blast that negativity, man. You speak that. Come on. We're created in the image and likeness of God. So God created man, say it with me, in His own what? In the image of God created He who? Male and female created He what? Them. Did you see that? We're created in the image and likeness of God. Yeah, but I'm just whatever. No, you're not listening. You're not thinking. You're very, very special. We've been designed and engineered by who? By God Himself. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living what? Wow. Been designed by God, engineered by God. Now look at this. We've been made to what? And not what? See, here's the point. If you think you've been made to fail and that you are a failure, then I guess God just really made a mistake, didn't He? He didn't make a mistake, guys. He didn't make a mistake. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. He does not want you to fail. But it's going to come back down to you. Are you listening? Here's what God says when He created man and God and woman. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be what? Fruitful and multiply. Well, how did they know how to do that? I guess He made them to be able to do it, right? And replenish the earth and subdue it. And have what? I guess He made us to have dominion over the earth and to do the things we've done. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over everything that moves upon the earth. God has made us to what? He didn't create man and Adam and Eve and man and woman and all of a sudden go, well, have at it. No, He created them to succeed. Do you see that or not? You're not a failure. Say that with me. I am not a failure. Come on. God calls us to what? Not to what? Sure He does. Look at the Scriptures. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Matter of fact, verse 6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God, He says. For he that comes to God must believe that He is. And He's a rewarder of those that do what? Diligently seek Him. This is going to be work. To change your thinking, to change your mind, to follow after Him. It's going to take work, but He's going to bless you for it. You're going to get out of that negative pit and mess. Chapter 12, wherefore, seeing also we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every what? And the what? That does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us. The sin, the weight that holds us down is unbelief, not having faith, thinking we can't, thinking we're nobody, thinking we're not loved. It'll kill you, man. You listening? All right, good. Looking unto who? The author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and now he's set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So these are just things for our mind. We need to think that way. So a virtuous cycle or a vicious cycle, which is it going to be? Now, when you stop and think about it, this is very important today. Listen, if you don't hear a whole lot, listen to this. When you stop and think about it, God is positive. When you read the Bible, God is positive about everything except one thing. God is positive about everything except one thing. And that one thing is sin. Say that with me. Sin. God's positive about everything except one thing. What is it? Sin. Sin. Because you make choices to sin, I make choices to sin, it screws up our life. We can't blame God. Okay? And don't ever rubber stamp your lifestyle or what you're doing and say, well, yeah, but God created me this way. No, He didn't. He created with you with the power to follow Him and to love Him and to change. And the biggest battle all of us face is our crazy head. Okay? Come on. Sin, that's the one thing He's negative about. The one thing God is really negative about that He actually what? Hates. He hates sin. Listen to this. He handled it Himself. Isn't that beautiful? Say, God says, I hate sin. I hate what sin does to you. I hate where it's leading you. And God says, I got to handle that. They can't do it. I got to do it. That's what He did. God gave His Son Jesus to be what? Sin for us. Look at what the Bible says. For He hath made Jesus to be what? Sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus who knew no sin was made sin for us that we might be made the what? Of God in Him. The one thing God's negative about, He handled. Okay? Jesus took our sins on Him. He nailed them to the cross. Colossians 2, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. And He took it out of the way. And He nailed it to His what? The one thing God is negative about, He handled. He took it on Himself. He nailed it to His cross. Keep looking. And look, when we confess our sins, the one thing He really hates, God says, I am what? I'm going to forgive your sins. If we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and what? Just to forgive us our what? And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Guys, you don't have to be negative. You don't have to be guilt-ridden. You can be forgiven. Did you know that? He wants this for you. Jesus forever lives to make intercession for us. What does that mean? Hebrews 7:25, wherefore God is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by Him, or Jesus is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God through Him, seeing He ever lives to do what? Make intercession for us. You have a lawyer, an advocate, sitting right at the right hand of God the Father to help you handle the thing in your life. That's the one thing God's negative on, which is sin. He's right there ready, ever lives to help you. That's the God we serve. God handled it so we could be what? Now say this out loud with me. Every one of these, please, if you don't mind. Let's start right there. Back it up, Raj. God handled it so we could be what? So we could be more than. I don't got time for all the scriptures. Every one of those is in the Bible. Oh, I love this one. He handled it so we could be called the what? Clark, where'd you get that crazy Bible from you read? Oh, that's the old one, man. Did you know that? I use that old one. Here it is. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the what? Therefore the world knows us not because it knows Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know, there's that thinking, but we know, there's that thinking, but we know when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And look at this incredible verse. And every man that has this what? In him purifies himself even as he is pure. You want to eradicate the crap out of your head? Think like this. Did you hear me today? Okay? Stop the excuse making. Man, I'm telling you, why am I preaching this today? This is what Gary Clark needs. This is a message for me. Y'all just getting to see me up here on stage. Talk to myself. When I'm looking at you, I'm looking in the mirror is what I'm doing. You hear me today? Come on, Gary. What is it for your life, a virtuous cycle or a vicious cycle? What do you want, man? Lord, I want the virtuous cycle. I want that Philippians 4:8, Lord. Amen. What else, Raj? And we're going to quit with this last scripture. We'll just do the scripture, Raj. That's it. One or two, it's up to you. One or two, it's up to you. One or two, it's up to you. It's going to be negative. It's going to be positive. One or two, it's up to you. Here's the fact of the matter. Here's what Jesus said. We're going to quit with this scripture. This is what He said. Here's the way it is. This is the way it's going to be. It's the way it is. Here's the deal. One or two, it's up to you. The thief, that's Satan. That's Satan. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's number one. You got that down? How hard is this to understand? That's it right there. That's number one. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Number two, Jesus speaking. Jesus says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, or you might have life to the full. You might really be able to live life. One or two, it's up to you. One or two, it's up to you. This is the game, guys. Satan, adversary, deceiver, liar, or Jesus, Savior, shepherd, bread, healer, teacher, Savior, lover of my soul. Which one are you going to choose? You listening or not? Honestly, I hate to be ugly, but you can't blame mama. And no matter what's happened in your past, as horrible as it might be, guys, it's not healthy for you to continue to blame that. God says, I handled it. Say that with me. I handled it. One more time. I handled it. God said, I handled it for you. I touched it. Whatever it was so horrible in your life. I touched it. I put it on me. And I took it. And I became it. How nasty, how horrible it was. I let it become who I was. And I took it and I nailed it to the cross. So you could live. You hear me today? What a great God. Amen? Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You blessed us today. Thank you, Lord.